welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 5 years ago, the M2 definition of the U.S. money supply, including coins, currency, checking and savings accounts, CDs, and money market funds, was about $7 trillion. Today, it is approaching $10 trillion. This inflation of the money supply is not sustainable. At some point, the market will react to this depreciation of the U.S. dollar. So, just what is the U.S. government trying to accomplish with this monetary expansion? The U.S. government may have gone so far into debt that it is no longer to pay it off in current value dollars. It can pretend to pay off its currently existing tens of trillions of dollars of future Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid benefits, but only with future dollars that have become virtually worthless. The U.S. government could take extreme measures to try to forestall the collapse of the dollar. One option would be to require Americans to turn in their gold. I don't think this is likely. If the U.S. government tried to call in gold, that would be a signal to the foreign holders of trillions of dollars of U.S. dollar-denominated assets to quickly repatriate them for other goods and services. I think the U.S. government would be more likely to confiscate the trillions of dollars of assets in private retirement accounts, replacing them with U.S. Treasury bonds. The value of retirement assets is much larger than the gold held by Americans. Also, such a move would be politically easier to impose because it could be sold as a step to protect people's retirement assets. A U.S. government seizure of private retirement assets will not rescue but only postpone the failure of the U.S. dollar. Finally, the U.S. government may try to rescue the dollar by making it convertible into gold at a price many times higher than it is today. If this happened, I would expect exchange regulations to punish Americans who are smart enough to own precious metals. This step might technically save the dollar, but such a dollar would be practically worthless. I don't see any reason to be optimistic that the U.S. government would clamp down on its deficits and debts. Last week, the March 13 Federal Open Market Committee minutes were released, implying that there would be little need for further inflation of the money supply. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has since fallen more than 3%. No matter what the U.S. government is trying to accomplish with the U.S. dollar, I think those who hold an insurance position in physical gold and silver will be very happy that they have done so. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.